Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing entrepreneurship isn't always a straight line to get to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. In my second installment of the Budding Entrepreneur series on the Messy Mind Podcast, I want to discuss socioeconomic certifications such as 8A, HubZone, Women Business Enterprise, Minority Business Enterprise, certifications such as those. And by no means am I minimizing their importance or even power for small businesses. My business even has several certifications. However, I'm seeing more and more small business owners lead with their socioeconomic certifications as opposed to their abilities or superpowers for their businesses. Listen in as I share my experience at a recent virtual small business event, and I offer you guidance on how small business owners should view certifications. Last week, I attended a virtual small business outreach event for a federal government agency we'd like to do business with. The event was extremely informative and provided us with valuable information on the agency, what services they procure, and a roadmap as to how we can position our company to be top of mind to the points of contact on their requirements. At the end of the session, we then moved into the question and answer portion of the event, and the chat was enabled. So I moved over to that particular chat area and I started to review the questions coming in, and I started to cringe. The very first question listed in the chat was from a service-based company in Virginia, and the question was stated something to this effect. I have my WBE certification, and WBE stands for a woman business enterprise. So I have my WBE certification, and I don't understand why I haven't received any contracts. When will I start receiving contracts? Say what? I have paused because yes, I was just as surprised as you are listening to that question. Now, the small business personnel from the agency responded accordingly and provided guidance to the small business owner as to the importance of certifications and really gave them support as to ways on which they can stand apart from other business owners in their space. However, it got me thinking that misconceptions still remain about these particular certifications. Small businesses are still leading with their certifications, and the certifications that I'm referring to are WBE's women-owned certifications, 8A, HubZone, even MBE, minority business certifications. So they're still leading with these certifications, and they believe that once they achieve the certifications or obtain them, they will immediately be contract receivers. In other words, contracts will start rolling in. Again, this is a huge misconception. Now, I don't want to minimize the fact or take light of the fact that in order to get these socioeconomic certifications, it is a feat. I mean, we at Next Level for our 8A certification, the entire process took almost 10 months. So that's the time of submission to the time that we had to work with a reviewer of our application. And again, it took almost 10 months and we achieved our 8A certification. We also had our WBE certification and we have our MBE certification. So I understand the time it takes to submit the application, pull the information together and work with the reviewer and really provide them the information they need in order to grant it with the certification. But again, it is a huge misconception that some small business owners think as soon as I receive this particular certification, I'm done. I'm good, and I'm going to be a contract holder for many years to come. But what's important to understand is that these certifications are a complement to your business. And how I like to view the certifications is they are golden tickets for access to people and information. So once you become a part of the socioeconomic certification or any specific certification for your particular business, you will receive access to information. You'll receive referrals to different business owners, to other companies, to organizations. You'll understand agencies you might want to do business with will start to seek certified businesses for specific projects. You'll be invited to virtual or live events, once we go back live, events specifically for certified companies. But again, the certifications are only golden tickets to play. They are not guarantees for business. What is a guarantee, and how I like to look at it, and the guidance that I really want to provide you, is that it is a guarantee on how you utilize the certifications. So in other words, what are you going to do in order to maximize your business once you have access with this golden ticket or with your certification? Because again, that is all it provides. It provides you access to people and information, but what you do with the certification is completely up to you. So there are moments that I do cringe when I'm at these events, whether virtual and then historically live, that the first thing that comes out of a small business's mouth is, "Hi, I'm an IT business who is certified as a hub zone or certified as an 8A. Or even an MBE. And my immediate response is, so what? So what you have this socioeconomic status? So what you have been in business for 15 years? So what you have great people, fantastic past performances, and you have amazing capabilities? What I like individuals to shift to is really understanding what matters. So now that you have access to the people and the information with the certification, and you want to maximize your business, the thing to really focus on and the thing that really matters are, do you understand the objectives of the agency you want to do business with? Do you understand their requirements? Have you looked at the forecast? And really, if you want to respond to an RFP or an RFI, do you really understand the objectives of it? What is it they really need? What is it they really want to accomplish? Again, what matters is, do you have referenceable past performances? So you may have done business with the agency or a federal government agency as a whole, as a prime or even a tier two or subcontractor. Are they referenceable? Can you go back and ask a key decision maker, project manager, program manager, even contracting officer to give you a reference? That is what matters. Another aspect of what matters is, do you have access to that client, and what sort of relationship do you have with them? Did you work on the project and it's one and done? Or do you have you built a relationship with them that you can go back to them and ask them for past performance? And again, there's a level of intimacy between you and the client or customer. Have you ever met with a client? So go back to your past events. Did you meet with them? Did you meet with the representative of the agency? And how did you start to foster that relationship? That is another aspect of what matters. From a differentiator standpoint, what sets you apart aside from that certification? So is it the technology that you have? Is it the process? I know for our particular company, Next Level, I like to focus on our approach. Our approach to services for organizational change management, communication, and training, and I'm able to communicate our approach in a way that sets us apart from our competition. So again, is it the technology that you use? Is it the process? Is the approach? And really also what matters is that, what team do you work with? You know, we all know that we don't go on the path of entrepreneurship alone. We really get to and should surround ourselves with amazing individuals. So that is what matters. Are you proud of the individuals that you're working with? And that's something that you get to emphasize as well. So again, I just wanted to say certifications are only golden tickets to play, and the only guarantee is how you utilize the certification you have.
Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness of entrepreneurship. It can lead to your light bulb moments.